Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 300, season 12. Today's date is January 28th, 2024, and welcome to the program. And yes, we have reached 300 episodes. Oh, can't believe it. I still can't believe it. Oh, what a journey this is. I mean, you know, I'm just speechless because I can't even talk correctly. So I'm very happy. So on this milestone episode, I will discuss my tribute to actor and comedian John Belushi. And I will talk about my memories of watching him on television and the movies. And this will be very interesting because he had an interesting career. I'll touch about his personal life, but not too much. So I will explain later about that. So right now the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Pillsbury Fruit and Crunch Cake. And here's a commercial from 1973. I sort of remember this vaguely. So I saw this commercial on YouTube, and the product looked very tempting and very tasty. All right, so sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the program, folks. Thank you.
Mom, Billy's eating the dessert.
I'm having a snack.
Dessert.
It says right here, snack.
Dessert.
Is Fruit and Crunch a snack cake that makes a great dessert, or a dessert cake that makes a great snack? To find out, open the package, take out the cake mix, the real fruit filling, and crunchy topping. Mix and bake.
Snack.
Dessert.
Snack.
Dessert.
Fruit and Crunch, the snack and dessert cake from Pillsbury.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Pillsbury Fruit and Crunch Cake. The kids are going back and forth. It's a fruit. It's a snack. It's a, you know, fruit snack, cake, whatever. To me, it's a snack. To me, it's a dessert. It doesn't matter. It's anyway. I remember this product. You know, to much surprise, I remember it. So looked pretty good. Right now, we got granola. You know, bars filled with fruit and all that, and snack bars. They're delicious, as always. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned this is my 300th milestone episode, and I will do my tribute to actor and comedian John Belushi. Yeah, I'll mention a couple of things before I get started. One, there were two deaths this week. I want to get those out of the way. First was the singer Melanie, and she died January 23rd. And her famous songs were, one was "Lay Down, Candles in the Rain." You know, "Lay Down, Layla, Lay Down, Lay Down, Lay Down, Lay It All." Yeah, I got drifted away. Sorry. Then The other one was Brand New Key, and it's kind of a cute tune. I like it. You know, I used to hear these songs on the radio in the 70s, like on WLS, a lot. And also FYR on that too. You know, like the, so they were, she was a great singer. You know, she was a great singer, songwriter, you know. She was still touring, as far as I know, you know, but I don't know if she was composing new music, probably, you know. But my condolences to the family, you know, so that's very sad. And then the second person that passed away was Charles Osgood. He was a commentator on radio and television. Mostly he was on CBS and CBS News Sunday morning. He had that. He was there for about over 20 years, and he did the Osgood file. He did that from the 70s all the way till a few years ago. I used to watch him sometimes on Sunday mornings if I didn't find anything to watch. He was pretty good. Yeah, he seemed like a nice man. Very, very intelligent, like that. You know, he wore the bow tie later on, you know, with the suits, you know, very distinguished, you know, great man, very great, good man indeed. Okay. Right now, and one more thing before I get started, I just want to mention about this milestone episode. It took me about 300 episodes. To tell you the truth, I wanted to do a podcast, but I wanted to do like maybe 10 or 20 and just quit, you know, and this, that's it, you know, because in the beginning, I didn't do so hot. I was just awful because I kept stammering. I'm nervous, you know, I made mistakes. My facts were wrong, you know, and people mention that or send me emails. You go, oh, Pete, this is wrong. You could do better. Stop with the umma, 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 umma. Okay, I get the message. But I do my best because I'm human. I don't like speaking. I know it's like public speaking. I know there's nobody there where I'm recording. It's just me, my microphone, and the computer. I mean, I don't have an audience. I am talking to an audience, but one thing that makes me comfortable is I know they're not in my house. they're not here, but they can listen every word that I say, and that's nice. But I also get compliments, very nice ones indeed. They listen to my podcast on the radio, you know, like on Spotify, any apps, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Also, I don't know if I'm on satellite radio. Maybe. I think I was, or were, or am. I don't know. No, I have no clue. So, but I can't believe I reached 300 episodes so far. I've started this in March 2021. I will do an anniversary show in about a month, and you know, about a couple of months, I'll do something. And the thing, what's so beautiful about this podcast is about Chicago and its history, and there's so much to talk about. There's so many things that are gone, and I use my memories of growing up in here, you know, and talk about those. Things that have disappeared, you know. I've received suggestions from people. You know, why don't you talk about this? Why don't you talk about that? A few things I don't want to talk about is politics. This is not a political show. You want a political show? Go listen to a Chicago podcast that deals with politics or anything controversial. You know, sports. I might dabble a little bit. Yeah, I'm not a sports fan, but I will talk about if it's a famous athlete that passed away. I will talk about that. But I, the thing is, I have no knowledge of it, you know, because I'm, like I said, I'm not a sports fan, but I don't watch it on TV. But there are podcasts that do that. I'm sure there are, and you can listen if you like, you know. And they really, those, I've listened, to tell you the truth, I've listened to one just to get an idea, and they do a pretty good job. You know, they discuss their career, their statistics, how long they played, all that. They're awesome. They really are. I thank them for that. You know, but me, it's just things that have disappeared in Chicago. You know, like stores, banks, restaurants, bakeries, you name it. You know, and also like famous people, like for example, John Belushi, I will talk about him because he was born here in Chicago. And that's the reason why I chose John Belushi to be my 300th episode. Someone emailed me a long time ago. He said, why don't you talk about him? And I said, I would, but I want to save it for a special occasion. And fair enough, here he is. I will talk about him. So I made the decision to discuss John Belushi. You know, this, I have a feeling this won't be easy to talk about him because he made us laugh, made us cry, you know. For his personal life, I will touch into it, not very much because we know what happened to him and we feel very sad, you know. Some people are angry at him for what he did, you know, and so that's, you know, that's kind of hard. It's hard for me, you know. He's been gone for so many years, you know, but his work has lived on, you know, and he's still remembered for his great work on Saturday Night Live, his movies, you know. So we'll get started right now, okay? All right. Here we go. John Belushi was born John Adam Belushi on January 24th, 1949, which this week was he would have been 75 years old. Yeah. And he was the original cast members of the cast of Saturday Night Live. And the show premiered on October 1975. And I remember watching the show. I don't think I saw the first show. Maybe I did. I think I did. I know the first host of the show was George Carlin. He did that. I bought the DVDs. I only bought like about the first season. I haven't bought the rest of them. I should, because they're all there. I watched the first show, and it seemed kind of awkward, you know, not, you know, like how it is now. And it took a little time, you know, to get used to it. So, so I remember seeing John Belushi for the first time. And I think the first time I saw him was, he was a bee. You remember the bees, you know, they come out there with the wavy antennas and get dressed in the striped outfits. That's hilarious, you know, and it's hilarious. Like that. And so with John Belushi, you had other cast members were there, of course, like Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner, Garrett Morris. I didn't forget anybody. Chevy Chase. Excuse me. John Belushi created a lot of characters, very famous ones indeed. Like, for example, one of my favorites, he did Beethoven. you know, and he was just standing there dressed up like Beethoven, and Gilda Radner played his wife, and he didn't want to eat. He just wanted to compose, you know, and Gilda Radner says, "You must eat, Ludwig, Ludwig." And then he starts composing, you know, something classical. And then it turns out to be something like rock and roll. I remember one, it was like one from My Girl from the Temptations. And then one time he put on some dark glasses and he became Ray Charles. That's hilarious. That is so funny. And, you know, and then other... he did a Weekend Update. He was like a guest commentator, and he would start slowly talking about something, you know, with Jane Curtin or with Chevy Chase. And then he would just get off the rails and just went berserk, you know, like the passion came instantly. It's like, whoosh, and just like that. Yeah, it's interesting. Let me talk about his personal life first, where he grew up and how he got started. He grew up in Chicago, Illinois. His father owned a restaurant. Yeah, I didn't know that. He owned a restaurant called the Fair Oaks, and that was on North Avenue. I don't know where in North Avenue it was, you know. And then... let's see, their parents lived in Humboldt Park, which is fine. His mother, Agnes, was a pharmacy worker, and then she was born in Ohio. And their parents were Albanian, like that. And then they moved from Humboldt Park to Wheaton, Illinois, and that's where he went to school. He went to high school along with... he had two brothers, Billy and Jim, and sister Marion. We all know Jim Belushi, of course. And then that's where he met his wife, Judy Jacqueline. He met her in 1965. He formed a band called the Ravens, and they recorded one single called "Listen to Me Now, Jolly Green Giant." I never heard this record. Maybe it's out there in YouTube. I hope it is. I don't know. Yeah. But that was like a long time. And then he enrolled in the College of DuPage up in Glendale, in Illinois, and then attended the University of Wisconsin for just a year, not much. And then he joined Second City, you know, in Chicago, you know, the comedy troupe. Performed there, you know, and met a lot of people. He met a lot of people from Saturday Night Live before he went to New York, you know, to perform like that. And so he was cast in 1975. Lorne Michaels was the head of Saturday Night Live. He looked at him. He looked like he had potential, so he gave him a shot. Well, okay. So over the years, his famous characters were Samurai Futaba. You know, he played a samurai warrior. You know, he went, he talked like that. You know, sometimes he was working in a deli. Sometimes he was working, where else was he working? I remember a deli. I remember maybe a dry cleaner or something. But I do remember the most famous skit he did was Samurai Night Fever. Lorraine Newman played the grandmother. I remember that. And they were like Italian, and this guy was Japanese. And he wanted to go out, and he's styling his hair like John Travolta, you know, Tony Moreno, like in his bedroom. And then he went to the disco, and he's dancing up a storm. And he was like, and then they played the "Staying Alive," you know, in the background. And it was called "Samurai Night Fever," which I thought was the funniest thing I ever saw. It was the funniest thing he ever did. It was awesome. It was great. Also, he did the Greek owner of the Olympic Cafe, Pete Yonosopoulos. course, I'm Greek. I can pronounce his name correctly. We all know what the famous thing that they said in the restaurant, you know, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. This is based on the Billy Goat Tavern in downtown. I only went there once and should go again. And then cheeseburger, no Coke, Pepsi. I remember one time Jean Curtin went in and as a customer, she says she wanted to, I don't know, use the phone. She didn't want a cheeseburger, but she relented and said, yeah, I'll have a cheeseburger and I'll have a Coke. No Coke, no Pepsi. All right. And she got frustrated. Also, I forgot to mention this on Weekend Update when he did that, you know, when he did his commentary, he would say at the end, but no. Also, he also impersonated Joe Cocker. I remember that. He did a good job of that. A very good job. One of my favorite portrayals, what John Belushi did, the first two. One was he was Captain James T. Kirk of Star Trek. I heard he was a huge fan of that show. And he loved the character. He played, they did the Star Trek sketch. Also, I don't know if people agree with me this. I discussed this with my brother, and he said, nah, that wasn't that funny, but I thought it was. And he portrayed Elizabeth Taylor. And that's when she was overweight at the time. And so John Belushi's dressed up like her, wearing a black wig with lots of jewelry, eating a, looked like a rotisserie chicken, sitting there. And she's eating, and she got choked on it. Oh, that was fun. I heard Elizabeth Taylor at first didn't like it, you know, but I think she, when she heard he passed away, you know, she felt kind of sad about it, but he did a brilliant job. I thought it was hilarious. He did other things, but we all know what he did best. He was in the Blues Brothers, yes, with Dan Aykroyd. Of course, he was there. And at first when they appeared, it wasn't that great. But then it caught on. And then somebody from Hollywood contacted him and said, hey, why don't you do a movie? And they did. And so his character was Jake, and they were Jake and Elwood, the Blues Brothers. Yeah. So... And they sang a lot of songs. They made an album. You know, I saw the movie in 1980 at Fort City Cinema. That was awesome. I like it. That movie's a classic, you know, with the chase scene in the mall, in the city hall, and the scene with the chickens with Aretha Franklin. Or they went to Shea Paul. And Pee Wee Herman was a waiter. You know, it's a great movie. I like it. It's, I will talk about his movies in just a moment. So, and then he left in 1979, along with Dan Aykroyd. So they want to concentrate on their film career. I don't know if he returned. No, I don't think so. No. I think Dan Aykroyd did one time or another. And, but behind the scenes, you know, he had a drug problem and, a lot of people knew and, the audience, like, you know, like you and I didn't notice or didn't know about it. You know, you hear it from the, like the tabloids, you know, for example, like Star Magazine, National Enquirer. Some of it was true. Some of them it wasn't, you know, so that's a shame. All right. Right now, I'm going to take a break about just a moment. And then when I return, I will talk about his movie career. besides Blues Brothers, he starred in a lot of classic films, and I'm sure you know what they were. Okay? I'll be right back, folks. Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the first segment of my milestone episode of my tribute to actor and comedian John Belushi. I talked about his TV career. Now I'm going to talk about his movies. He didn't star in many movies. His first role was Animal House. Now we know about this movie. And he played Bluto, John Blutarski. What can I say about this movie? I first saw it in Fort City Cinema when it was released. To tell you the truth, I got sneaked in. So I sneaked in to see it. I was underage because it was rated R. Well, a lot of friends in high school did this, so I did the same. So I forgot how we managed to do that, but we did. We went in, and when that movie came on the screen, I'm like, "What is this? What is this?" It looked like something out of a Marx Brothers movie. It's like all these shenanigans and gross things and all kinds of jokes. Some were in nudity and oh my God. But you know who stole the movie was, of course, John Belushi. He was not educated. He was a slob, didn't care about his future. He just made a mess of things. He just wanted to drink and have a good time. And there were a few scenes that stood out that were my favorite. One is when they were in the cafeteria and he was eating the Jell-O and he just slurped it all up. And then he went over to the table with the other they were rivals like that. And he put all these mashed potatoes in his mouth and he became a zit and he just went, and squirted out to those guys. I'm glad he did. They were obnoxious guys like that. And of course, I remember when he was climbing the sorority house. Well, you don't get the idea. He was on a ladder and then he saw something shocking and he just fell. Well, it was just a woman undressing. So that's what it was. And then, And, of course, the toga party, he's yelling, toga, toga, toga. And one scene, I don't know if everyone remembers this, it's like when you had Flounder and Pinto, played by Tom Hulce and Stephen First. They wanted to join Delta House. And they go through screening and they showed on a projector. And once they showed Flounder, because he was a slob, he looked like he had no self-esteem. When they showed him on the screen, John Belushi's character went like this, ah! And then they all threw beer bottles at the screen. I thought it was the funniest thing I ever saw. I can't get that out of my mind. And one last scene was... which didn't make any sense. It was like towards the end, they were expelled and they want to, seek revenge on Dean Wormer. Bluto was just sitting there and he took this jar of mustard and he just poured himself on him. I'm thinking to myself, what is the meaning of that? Oh, I asked my brother this and he said, oh, I don't know. It didn't make sense. One day we watched it on DVD. My mother watched it with us and she thought it was stupid, this movie, but she liked it. And when she saw the scene with the mustard and she said it in Greek, look what he's done to himself. It's funny in Greek, trust me. That's a classic movie. Yeah. And then next movie he was in Going South with Jack Nicholson. I've seen that movie once. It was okay. He was pretty good in that. Also, he did. Here's a movie he starred in that I totally forgot, and it's called Old Boyfriends, and that was a movie, and it starred Telly Shire, Keith Carradine, John Houseman, and Buck Henry, and it was a drama. I remembered this. They were releasing this in the theater. You know, I remember the promos, but I never saw it. So now I'm curious. I hope I can find it and watch it and see how John Belushi played. You know, because how he plays dramatic roles, you know, because maybe he's versatile. I guess he is, you know. Okay, the next one is 1941. I saw this movie in the theater at Fort City Cinema with my brother. It wasn't a big hit, but it had an all-star cast. I thought it was hilarious in the movie, but doesn't really hold up very well. But it's kind of a classic. You know, Steven Spielberg directed it. So I remember the posters. They showed John Belushi on it right outside the cinema. And, of course, the next movie is The Blues Brothers. And John Belushi portrayed Jake Joylet, Jake Blues. I covered that. So, you know, we're on a mission from God. Like and the next movie, he was in Continental Divide. It was a drama. He played Ernie Suchak. That character is loosely based, I believe, from Mike Royko, you know, the role for the Chicago Sun-Times. I've seen it once, long, long time ago, and I thought it was pretty good. I like to watch it again, and he's very calm in this movie. Not very crazy, not much. He was pretty good. I'm glad he made this movie. You know, I don't know if it was a big hit. Probably not. I don't know. A lot of people don't remember him for that. And the last movie he played was Neighbors, and that came out in 1981. And he starred with Dan Aykroyd, Catherine Moriarty, and Catherine Walker. I've seen parts of it. I don't know if it was good or not. Maybe, you know, but it's sad that it was his final role, you know. And that's a shame, you know, like that. But I got to watch these movies again. You know, just to get the feel of you know, to rediscover, you know, John Belushi in those roles. Because, you know, he didn't make many films. No, he didn't. If he was still alive, I think he would have been great. He would have done more dramatic roles. He would have won an Oscar. Who knows? Like that. Okay, anyway, but, you know, we all know what happened to him. You know, he had a drug problem and started using cocaine. That stuff is nasty. It's terrible. Like that. And, of course, he died on March 5th, 1982. He was only 33 years old. And that's so sad, you know. And that was all over the media. All over the media. And it was people were, I don't know, maybe most people were shocked. Maybe people close to him weren't, you know. What I didn't understand is how come he didn't get an intervention? You know, these days, you know, when you have a problem, your family confront you and you know, they intervene and they say, you need help. You got to get help. You're killing yourself with this crap. You got to take care of yourself, you know. I don't know why they didn't. I don't know why they didn't do that. I don't understand. You know, but didn't take care of himself very well. He just wandered. I read somewhere that he would just go to someone's house, you know, a stranger's house, and just, you know, knock at the door. He'd just crash in and just, you know, help himself in the refrigerator. Like Ed Norton, would do that, which was funny with that. So, well, that's terrible. That really is terrible like that. And so, you know, just most people, I would tell most people, don't think about, you know, the things that he did bad. Think of the stuff that he did good. You know, his work in TV and movies. You know, yes, he was a drug addict, of course, you know. But he didn't realize what he had. You know, it's such a waste. It really was. I feel sad for his wife. You know, she remarried after that, and now his brother Jim Belushi. You know, he went on to he started Saturday Night Live later on, and then he got his own sitcom. According to Jim, he was pretty funny in that. Did some movies, and he's doing okay. That's good. And he also has a nephew, Robert Belushi. It's doing fine. So the acting dynasty lives on. So that's great. That's wonderful. And I think we all miss him. We really do. We miss him very much. Okay. So that's it for episode 300 of my milestone episode. And I did my tribute to actor and comedian John Belushi. Okay. So this podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also on Breaker, Overcast. Also will be posted on my blog, www.vanishchicagoland.blog. Also, it'll be my YouTube channel. Again, people have asked me for this past weekend, Pete, where do I find your podcast? What's the easiest way to listen and watch your podcast? You know, you can watch. I tell them, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, do a search, Vanishing Island Stories, or my name, Pete Costanis. You will find it. And just start listening, subscribe. You can listen to past episodes if you wish. They're all there, all 300. Wow, like that. And also, this will be shared on my social media accounts, you know, Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, LinkedIn, Reddit, and also I'm on Blue Sky. That takes a little time for that, but it'll be there if you happen to join recently like that. And so I hope I did a good job for my 300th episode. I'm still nervous. I hope I didn't goof it up. I try to. Okay. So next episode will be 301, but episode 300 is the last show of the season, so we're going to start Season 13. Doesn't sound lucky. So I'll think of something. Probably do one on Tuesday. We will see. You can make comments if you like or suggestions. I am here to listen. You know, we'll see about that. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis, your host of Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. Have a happy Sunday. Today's weather is kind of the same. Cloudy, chilly, no sun. Where's the sun? I don't know where it is. Hopefully it'll come soon. The good news is it's not snowing and it's not freezing. You know, I'd rather have this weather than that weather. Well, I don't like humidity either. I don't like hot weather either. I'll take this. This is fine. It's comfortable in a way. Okay. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music with Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and thank you for joining me on this special episode. Okay. Okay, so take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.